Welcome to Communication Connection Community, the Podcaster's Podcast. This podcast takes a deep dive into modern day communication strategies in the podcasting space. We chat with interesting people who make the podcasting and speaking spaces exciting and vibrant. We also dive into the podcasting community with news, updates, latest trends and topics from this ever-evolving space. So strap in, it's going to be one amazing ride. Let's dive into today's episode. And we're continuing our discussion with the five myths, the five reasons that maybe you've been considering some of these things as we've been talking, things that are keeping you stuck from launching your own podcast. And today we're talking about the tech myth. We're discussing what about it in the technology space is just something that's holding you back. And technology could be one of those things that really does jump up at us and go, whoa, that's technology. I can't do that. And our guest here today was certainly faced with that as well. Diana Lidstone is our guest today. As a best-selling author, speaker, and podcast host, Diana has been an entrepreneur for almost 40 years. She knows that we can all plateau in our businesses. Using her proven grow equation, she teaches business operators to become visionary business owners with more joy, more profit, and more free time. And when it came to the podcasting space, it took a while. It wasn't so much the time, though, that was keeping Diana from jumping in, although that was part of it, but it was the technology stuff that kept her stuck. So let's chat with Diana and find out more. Diana, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Carl. It's always fun to chat with you.
I'm so glad you're in this space. Finally, we can say Diana is a podcast host. If I had a sound effect for applause,
yes,
I would be playing it right about now. But seriously, it's great to have you in this space. And I know it did take a while, as I said off the top there, for you to get here. What was it about the technology that was just having you throw your hands up in the air and say, I can't do this?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not the youngest person that you probably have as a client. I'm, you know, almost 70, and technology, number one, can be a challenge. Now, I feel that I'm pretty good. You know, I keep up with the social media and this technology and that technology, but I just went, is learning a new technology and applying it and taking those hours out of my schedule really worth it to me? Because we all know that when you go to learn something new, there's a learning curve. And I didn't think perhaps that I could deal with that. The other thing is that you know that, you know, my hashtag is work less, earn more.
Right.
And my goal is to only work 20 hours a week, earn six figures, good six figures. And really maybe 46 weeks out of the year. So was learning a new technology going to be the best use of my time? Was it going to cause me frustration? And I went, not doing it. And that was pretty easy because you tried for 2 years or more?
It was about 2 years. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I certainly understand the trepidation with technology because even myself, there are things that, and I consider myself semi-tech savvy, but there are some things that it's just a non-starter. I will not build a website, even though I know there are tools out there that are plug and play. So pretty much if you can fog a mirror, you can build your own website now. But that's not, firstly, it's not how I want to spend my time.
Yeah.
But there are other things that I know can be done better by the professional. That's number one. Number two is the fact that there's better things that I think that I need to be doing in my business, as you said, than learning a new skill when, again, there's somebody out there that can do it for me. But then I also look at the hours and the time myth and the tech myth sort of go together because... And you're right, it took a while. My original thought was, Diana, you should take my course and learn how to be a podcaster. And I know you were, it was like trying to drag a horse to water to make it drink. It wasn't going to happen, right?
No.
But with you, it was, I don't want to learn this new skill, but it was also, do I have the time?
Yeah. Do I have the time? Do I have the bandwidth? And,
yeah,
you know, I think if we looked at, you know, and your ideal client is somebody who's already a thought leader. Mm-hmm. They are going to be, they know their zone of genius, right? I know my zone of genius is helping people differentiate their brands so that they can, you know, more joy, more profit, more free time. That's what I do really well. What you do really well is this whole production thing and whatever. It is not my zone of genius. And I think that thought leaders will recognize that that's where they have to stay. Yeah, maybe it's fun for them to tinker a little bit, but on an ongoing basis, I think that's not what they want. And when you think of the length of time, the learning curve, the number of hours for a new technology, mm-hmm. because let's face it, there's the editing, but there's also the uploading on these different platforms. And there's, you know, how can you make the SEO better for marketing and, you know, all that kind of thing. I think probably we're looking at, I don't know, somewhere like 15 hours a month per episode. Or per, if you're doing a weekly episode. And I went, no, no, just no.
just no. I like to work less and earn more, not work yeah. more and earn whatever is left over with my time, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think really entrepreneurs have to figure out what is the best use of their time. For me, it wasn't. Now, there were, I'll be quite honest and upfront with listeners, there was also the whole thing about why should I have a podcast mm-hmm. and what was the purpose of my podcast? And some of you know, and you know that I used to do live events for women entrepreneurs. You were even my MC for many years. And when I got around the mindset shift that instead of standing on a real physical stage, instead doing a podcast, which where I could be in people's ear on an evergreen basis, mm-hmm. I went,
yeah.
Then, you know, yeah. put those two together and it made total sense for me. So
You're 100% spot on there too. And it's one of the things that I've been advocating for the last, at the recording of this episode, it's late December, 2022. So for the last 6 months to a year, I've been saying a podcast and I'm talking to speakers, talking to thought leaders, coaches, consultants, people like that. A podcast is a speaking opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, when you have a speaking opportunity, Diana, like, you know, I was invited on your stage to be the MC.
Yeah.
I didn't have to set up the microphone. I didn't have to set up the stage. Yeah, I didn't have to do my own hair. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to set up the lighting. I didn't have to book there were people that did all of that. Now, is there some things that do happen behind the scenes that as an MC or as your person helping you that have to be done? Absolutely. But when you're getting on the stage as a speaker, usually that's all you're doing. You're not also the person at the end of the presentation sweeping the stage. You're not the person who's taking out the trash at the end of the day. Like, you're getting up there, you're doing your thing, you're in your, as you called it, your zone of genius. That's what you should be focused on.
Yeah.
And it was the same with doing your live events. My role in that was basically being the traffic cop, the saying, okay, washrooms are there, break time, be back in 10 minutes. Okay, lunchtime. Okay, Diana needs you here. Okay, Diana's on the stage. That's basically what it was. It wasn't, okay, Carl, I also need you to,
run the audio and the lights and, you know, all that different kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. It was just, this is what I need you to do. And I think that's where some people get hung up in is in that space of thinking, oh, I have this podcast. I'm going to have to do everything. And you can, and you're more than welcome to. As a matter of fact, I've trained probably 60 to 75 people or more at the recording of this episode in launching their show. And that's exactly what I've shown them how to do is to how to be their own editor, to be their own person, to do it all themselves. Mind you, that's not for everybody. And that certainly wasn't for you. And that's why we're here today, because I've given you that opportunity. Well, you've given me the opportunity to work with you, but it still frees up your time while also elevating your credibility and allowing you to be seen as that go-to authority, because you don't have to spend time editing, uploading, mixing, little audiogram, this thing and that. And if you could see Diana right now, she's turning green as I'm saying these words because it's not her.
No. And, you know, the other thing I want to bring up is that I really and truly was asking myself the wrong question. So I'm a very strategic, planning oriented. I need to see the timelines. I need to see the process and whatever. And I kept asking myself, how am I going to do this? And all of a sudden, one day it came to me that one of my coaches always says, if you're asking how, it's the wrong question. Who is going to do this? As the CEO of our businesses, we are not supposed to be the implementers of everything. We are supposed to ask who is going to do this and give them the tools to do it. And so that was another turning point for me, was asking who instead of how.
Imagine Elon Musk, by way of example, working the assembly line at a Tesla factory. He's that's not his role. His role as the CEO is to be the face, the voice, the representative of the business or businesses, I guess in his case, that he owns and that he represents. That's his role.
Yeah, as the CEO, you're supposed to be that person that is the outward face of the business. Perhaps the person, that visionary leader, perhaps the person that is out there speaking and driving the brand, driving the momentum.
Yeah.
There's people in the back end, like Tony Robbins, his job is to get up there on stage, get your rah-rah up, and then buy his product. He doesn't do all the marketing. He doesn't do all the selling. He doesn't do all the coaching. So it's the same when it came to podcasting.
Exactly. I think that's a very good way to put it, is that in that space, if you're the CEO, and by the way, if you're starting out, it might be a completely different story. Now, mind you, if you're starting out, you probably shouldn't be looking at a podcast anyhow. Not at least until year 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5, until you have some clients and you have some proof, because people want that proof. They want that, yes, I am an expert and here's the proof.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine, Diana, starting a podcast when you style shifted in your business and got into coaching? It wouldn't have made sense because you had business experience, but did you have the credibility in the coaching space to do that?
And I didn't have anything to talk about.
Exactly. And that in itself, even just the talking part, because I know part of your story, the talking part back then was, you would hold a piece of paper with notes on it and it would literally, it would shake and shimmy. And so would you.
So now
in that zone of genius, being in your zone of genius, tech isn't something you need to worry about.
No.
And this has allowed you to not only focus on what's important and free up your time to do that, but at the end of the day, you still have a phenomenal show and it's had a huge impact on your business and your brand.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you and I were talking about getting ready for this presentation that you did to this large organization. And, we were talking about how years ago, if you didn't have a website, you weren't thought of being credible. And then, it moved from a website. Of course, you have to have a website, to you need to have a book. Well, now people look, don't you have a podcast?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like that's what it needs to be. It's just another way of, as you say, growing that credibility, growing that reach. I have a sister who's a veterinarian. She was visiting last weekend and she goes, this whole podcasting thing, how do you do it? And I go, all she wanted to do was listen. But she didn't realize, she had this technology on her phone that she carried with her. She drives half an hour every day to and from work. I'd said, you just go to this little icon, you press on this button, you search veterinarian podcasts, and poof, up they come.
Yeah. And now a lot of cars even have the podcast apps built right into the control panel and in the dashboard. So you don't even have to set it up on your phone before you go. It's right on the control panel or whatever it is. That's how techy I am when it comes to cars. What's that thing called? Right.
Ask Jeff.
Yeah. Ask the husband, right. So now that you've gotten past the tech myth, you have a podcast. And again, at the recording of this episode, it's been almost a full year. How's that journey been for you?
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. I remember thinking, why do people do like seasons of their podcast? And just like anything else. So if we think of, if you're listening and you're a coach or a consultant, you've created offers. Mm-hmm. Well, over the years, your offers have morphed. They've gotten better. They've gotten tighter. They've probably gotten more expensive. They have improved. And I look at my podcast episodes kind of like that. They keep morphing and they keep dialing in and they keep, you know, and so I think if we keep looking at a podcast in that way, that's where, you know, I started season two and I probably will have a season three as things, you know, morph and improve and keep changing.
Well, I just want to say congratulations on getting past the tech myth and the other ones too. Some of the other ones, some of the other ones that you had to bust through, the time myth and that one. And stepping into this space, the show is going well. Congratulations on that. Before I let you go, though, before I turn you loose to go record another episode, a final thought that you'd like to pass along today.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll reiterate something that I said earlier. It's about really working in your zone of genius. Stay in that lane so that you can work less and earn more. And when we do that, I think that we become more masterful at what we were put on this earth to do.
And thank you for being here, Diana. Great way to end things. Again, congratulations on the show. Thank you for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer and production lead, Dom Carrillo, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafoor. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're Podcast Solutions Made Simple. We'll catch you next time.